We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Attention! It's the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show.
Hi there, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, taking a look at what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Hey there, I'm Gregor. Great to talk to you this morning. Hi. I host mornings on 107.7 The End, Nerd Talk, the news, and more. Yesterday, you got a little taste of the one of the biggest Seattle Sounders FC stars, most likable guys, Brad Evans was in. That's why there wasn't a show yesterday, but you can hear what we did by going and giving a listen to the full 90 Soccer Time podcast. All right, very cool. Oh, some super-duper sad news this morning. Kazuhisa Hashimoto, the creator of the infamous Konami Code, has died. You remember that? Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA? I think on some of them it was select start also. Yeah, according to GameRevolution.com, he has passed yesterday in the night. Oh, that stinks. You remember that, like playing Contra? You got to be a certain age to remember this. Old. You used to have to side-scroll in games, you get a few lives, and you just keep trying, and then you die, and you have to start over. It was really frustrating. All Nintendo games are rough. But with that, you get 30 lives and be able to run around and have an easier time of it trying to beat games like that. It ended up getting implemented in a lot of other stuff, none of which comes to mind right now. Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA. It actually popped up according to this article. Its origins were in Gradius, a game that I never played. It's called the Konami Code. That's where it's most often referenced. Castlevania featured it, Metal Gear, it even appeared in games not published by the company. That's fun. Fortnite's had it. Final Fantasy? Which one? League of Legends? Ah, it's sad. What a great legacy to have that you created something like that that everyone instantly learns and remembers for forever if you're of that certain generation. Very cool. Well, anyway, rest in peace there. Mr. Hashimoto. Kazuhisa Hashimoto. Trying to get that right. All right, a silly morning. There was a lot of sea animal references in parts of the show today.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
NHL Seattle understands how bad the traffic can be on Mercer and beyond and will be forking over the cash via Orca card with every season or single game ticket to get you to the stadium. Now, should you live in the sea, you'll be provided an actual Orca with riding saddle to return you home. No, my ticket's next to SpongeBob? Killer! It's not a question of if the coronavirus will spread, but when, says the CDC. Didn't that department get totally gutted and is being run by, like, the world's smartest walrus? You can at least put a dolphin in charge, jeez. Jokes aside, just wash your dang hands, you dummy.
You just got newsed.
Today, I learned that Apple is very strict about how they let their products be featured in different films and stuff. Guess I'm not surprised by that. Apple is very particular about their app store and about having total control over everything, including the humans that work there. I don't know about that, but that's Ryan Johnson, the guy who did Knives Out, maybe most famously Star Wars Episode 8, which he got a ton of crap for. Well, he let the cat out of the bag, saying that no villains in movies ever use an Apple iPhone. Now, I think that they provided a few examples of where it's happened before that it slipped past the keeper there. But Apple's really controlling that. They don't want their devices used in that kind of negative way. You don't want the bad guy to be using their product and saying that evil people use Apple. Then why do they let Facebook on their phones, huh? Huh? Speaking of Rian Johnson in Star Wars Episode 8, finally the triple trilogy of Star Wars films has come to an end. Pretty unsatisfyingly, I get it. But now what? Now where does Star Wars go? It can't just stop. It's like the Marvel films. After the Endgame, is that what it's called? Is that the last one? Ooh, I should know that. After that, like, they're going to keep going. This is a multi-billion dollar industry. They can't just stop making these things. So they got to find new directions and stuff. Well, Star Wars has announced their newest timeline, and I am not stoked about it.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
The next Star Wars timeline has been announced. Nice. It's named The High Republic, an era that takes place 200 years before the originals. So it's not the Old Republic or wildly into the future.
That is correct.
Yeah. Anyway, 200 years? Hadn't the Jedi been around for forever?
For over 1,000 generations, the Jedi Knights were the guardians of peace.
Oh, yeah, cool then. We can just go back 8 generations.
Cool.
The dude who created the first Lego minifigure, the Lego Man, with its iconic yellow barrel-shaped head, has sadly passed. Jens Nygaard Knutsen helped shape generations of creative, expressive, often engineering-minded young nerds. Oh, man. Also, without you, Jens, we would never learned how to use tubes and stuffing and fireworks to make Lego head cannons. Oh my god, that sounds dangerous. Thank the Wookiee we still have all our fingers. And finally, the Pentagon has promised to use artificial intelligence for good and definitely not evil. Oh, okay. They want to start using AI for data analysis, surveillance, medical care, and more, but are appropriately laying out the guidelines, blah, 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 blah. I've been thinking a bunch about how we could probably replace a lot of awful, corrupt politicians and government with AI, but then I read that soon artificial intelligence will start to learn to lie to us and each other. And it sure seems like we're creating a bunch of future robot politicians.
All hail President Totalitron!
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Look back to that Star Wars thing for a second. 1,000 generations, 25 years apiece, let's call it. That's 25,000 years worth of Jedi. And they can only go back 800 years? No, not even 200 years. It's just because they want to put younger Yoda in it, for sure, right? That's what it's got to be, for sure. It's got to feature younger Yoda. That's got to be their whole tie-in to make it happen. Like, they couldn't have gone for Knights of the Old Republic or wildly into the future, like I had speculated. Just go, like, somewhere crazy where all the technology is even nuttier. They could have even stayed in the same timeline and gone out to planets that we've never heard of. It's a whole galaxy. You know how many stars are in a galaxy? How many systems there are? Even if it was a tiny galaxy, you'd still have 100 million. It'd be so easy to... I'm sorry. I'm a broken record about this stuff, but just step totally away. But I get it. You can't. You're a merchandising company first and a film producer next. Maybe I'm just jealous because I don't have my own merch. No, I tried that once. It didn't work. Hey, thanks for downloading. I'm out of town for the rest of the week, so enjoy Alyssa on the radio and no end of the show until next week. Peace.
The end of the show. The end of the show.
The end of the show.
The end of the show.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.